My question is in the status area, upper left of the Adobe Connect window, when a hand goes up, if it's not displayed, if the name of the person raising their hand is not displayed, do you have to scroll down to see it, or do those move to the top so you don't have to constantly being scrolling in the window to see if somebody raised a hand?
I was just going to try to test that to see if I could scroll the window up past Wolf, but it won't let me go any higher than
Okay. So you kind of have to move
it
around.
Can you move the chat window down? Can you change the size of the chat window? Maybe that helps with the other window.
Well, what I'm seeing is all the names are listed in the attendee list. Are you guys not seeing all the names?
Yeah, we do, Ken, but like if there's so many, if this were a really large call and you had a bunch of people there might be too many people then would appear in that window no matter how large the window is. It's sort of...
Right. I agree with that. But I don't think in my recollection I've ever seen any names slide around. I think the hands go up, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. One thing, Ken, though, is that you could give us control over our screen so that we could also... move up and down on the screen.
Sorry, Liz, before you go any further, shall I do a roll call?
Yes, please.
We got off on Adobe. Go ahead.
Good morning, good afternoon, everybody. On the call today, we have Olga Cavelli, Chuck Gomes, Wolf Ulrich Knoben, Jamie Wagner, and for staff we have Ken Bauer, Liz Gaster, and Glenda Sangeri. Thank you very much. Over to you, Olga.
Thank you very much, Glenn. Good morning, good evening, everyone. First, I want to thank Ken for his great work with all the information that we have been handling in the last conference call. I'm really impressed of how detailed and how easy to read are your emails and all the information that you have gathered for us. What we are going to do today is to work on, please correct me if I'm wrong, we work on the X-axis ratings, and there is an idea sent to Adrian. Unfortunately, he is not with us in this call today, but he suggested to be kind of a red team member or doing that. He has been following our activity in the list and in the calls, and perhaps we could say something about it, exchange some ideas. We also had some comments about how we define the axis, about X and Y, if we have a broader definition regarding the community, or we go to a maybe narrower view in relation with Gina. So perhaps we should talk about that before starting with the ratings and about the red team, or we just go to the ratings. What do you think? Any comments?
I think we should, if Jamie, if I may.
Yes, of course. Go ahead.
Well, I think we could first finish our scheduled work, and I mean go to the axis first, and then if we have a time, we could discuss, because I think we have a good discussion on the red team already, and we could put first the X rating, then the discussion on the why value benefit meaning, and then if you have the time to go to the red team, because I think the red team is all already established by the discussions we have in the list.
Right. Any other comments? So we should go to the x-axis, the ratings. So I will, if we agree, I will give the floor to Ken, so we go through a similar procedure. answer that we did in the last call. Kent, the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you very much, Olga. What I have displayed just quickly is just to show you that I have updated the document that was preloaded that we can use to go through these numbers, and you'll notice that the sequence numbers are now gone and the acronyms are there, and for at least all the Y values, the value benefit, okay, Liz got back in. I have also put in the black numbers are the group consensus or group Delphi ratings that we did last time. Okay, good. So with that in mind, I will click back up to page 2. There we go. All right, so here are our, this is what our task is for today. And we can start with, we'll notice that STI, which is the first one, does not have an X value. And so I also wanted to make call your attention to on the far right bottom in this little note area, I have put the definitions for both the X and the Y axis, so we don't have to struggle to go find those now. And so the X values, just to refresh our memory, has to do with perceptions of total resource consumption, including things like complexity and intricacy, difficulty, and all of the sort of cost factors that associate with trying to get a project like this done. Okay, good. So with that, we're going to do STI, and let's see if I can get this pointer up here. There we go. The starting values, 751627, quite a bit of dissimilarity there. And who wants to start? Anyone?
Well, what's STI again? I'm blank.
It's the trademark, special trademark issues.
Oh, that's that one. Okay. Okay, good. It's early for me, as you know, Liz.
It is. That one was only tattooed on my brain, or I wouldn't have remembered it myself.
Yeah, I guess, let me ask you a question. I'm curious as to why others rated that so high in terms of resource consumption. And it may relate to the, my question probably is based on the way I did it. That's not going to require very many resources going forward. And I was rating these things going forward from this point in time, not in total resource consumption, because resources that have already been used, I don't think we need to worry about.
I made this exactly the same rating with that idea that it's done. So priority is not that high. So the resources are not that needed. That was my idea. But maybe some people said Jamie that said 6 or Wolf said 5. Perhaps we're mistaken.
Yes, Wolf speaking, yeah. Well, I was of the opinion, I'm not a specialist in the STI work, but it seemed to me that from the status from we have today with the STI work, and a lot of minority proposals or reports to that work, that there might come up in the future additional discussion about that, so which makes it necessary to deal with it again. So that was my feeling just for that. So when I looked at this, what did it mean? You know, right now. The STI working group, which I summarized as being a group from under the counter, let me say, like that. So I would say, okay, that is my imagination, my feeling that there might come up more work. That was just a feeling.
This is Chuck again. I think it's true that there may be some more discussion of it. Obviously, there's a comment period going on right now, and once that's done, there will be analysis, and staff will come back with some proposals based on the STI recommendations and the public comments. So I think there will be, but it seems to me that relative to other projects that are ongoing, it's going to require require much fewer resources than most others.
So it's Liz. Can I jump in?
Sure, Liz, go ahead.
Actually, I did a totally different thing, and it's so useful, I guess, to have these tests because we just come at these with different perspectives. I assumed that it was because it was a test and it was just a snapshot in time that we were looking at STI as though it were an ongoing work effort. And at the time that we did STI, it was incredibly labor-intensive for those few weeks. So I strictly did it as though that were the level of work, you know, at the time. And as we in fact did, we had to push other work to the side and cancel other calls. That was so resource-intensive. So I really just viewed it as a test example of, you know, and I wouldn't even recommend probably that we have this on the list when you all vote as a council.
And Liz, yeah, and I understand that and totally agree with the amount of resources that were used.
That's all it was.
Yeah.
It was really just a snapshot in time. So if I were rating it today, I would rate it a 1.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I did because I think we want our test to simulate as closely as possible what the council will be doing, and it's rating it as of today, I think, is more useful in terms of using the results to prioritize our work.
Yeah, so I'll change my vote to a 1.
I'll make just a process observation or whatever that definition needs to, and I made a note to myself at the bottom here on the note section, that it seems to me this is a fairly important issue as to whether or not the definition includes the total resource consumption of the project over its history, or whether it's only from this day forward. Everything that has already been done is sunk and not, and that we didn't make that clear in any of our definitions.
And it's logical. It's totally logical. It just
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So let's. Any other comments?
Can I? Yes, I would like to add something. My observation was a momentous one because at that moment, STI was a thing that was popping up in the list and it was very time-consuming at the time. And also, I agree with Wolf that there are still minority positions and that this could add some work in the future, but as a general rule, I'm not very aware of the kind of resource consumption that any of these projects has. So I would endorse anything that Liz or Chuck put. That's my tendency.
My suggestion is that we should take a poll. I'm going to try this time not broadcasting the results. Let's see what happens, okay? I wrote that in my last email. I'm going to open the poll now. I got to remember how many we have voting. Is it just 4 today? Liz, Jamie, Chuck, Wolf, Olga. We still have 5, right?
5, right?
Okay, now you don't see the results, right?
Correct.
All right, now I'm going to broadcast them. So I'll wait till after everybody's voted, and then I'll show them. So we have 2-2s, I'm sorry, 2-1s, 2-2s, and a 3. So following the pattern we've been doing in the past, we would pick the median, which would be a 2, unless anyone suggests we go through another round.
That's good.
Okay with everybody?
Okay for me.
Okay. 2.0, I'm going to post it. Okay, good. I'll close the poll, clear the results, and I'll get this out of the way. I'll just bring it in each time. Okay, good. The next, IDN F already had a Delphi score, so we'll skip that. We'll do GEO. We started out with a 3-2-1-4-1-2 on resource consumption. Not that big a spread. Maybe, Jamie, you could talk a little bit about the 4, since it's the highest number.
Well, as I said, I think that this would take some effort, but I don't have a very foundation for my rating. But I just thought that since it implies working of CCNSO and other, it would have many discussions and preparations, and that's my reason.
Chuck or Olga, how about on the
Sorry, if I may say something. Saeed Jamil and myself, we are representing GNSO in this working group. The working group is not requiring a lot of resources because it's not that active as other working groups. It's not that we are not doing things, but it's taking more time. At the moment, we have developed an interim report, and now we are working on a survey document that will be distributed. So the contribution and activity from the GNSO perspective is not very high, although we follow the list and we follow the conference calls. For you to have an idea, the last activity of the group was a face-to-face meeting in Seoul, and since then we were not able to find a date and time for having a teleconference. And we're waiting for that. So it's active, but not that high consuming for us. But it's, again, a GNSO perspective.
And let me just, Chuck, let me jump in on a side comment, because I'm realizing as we're looking at this, last week when we were doing the Y values, we talked about should we be focusing on the GNSO or the community as a whole and so forth. With regard to resource consumption, it seems to me that our primary focus needs to be on GNSO resources and also on staff resources, because that is where the impact is the greatest. But I throw that out for discussion because it's, you know, some projects like this one in particular probably are going to require more resources on the country code side than it will on the GNSO side, as Olga kind of already described. And I think it's appropriate, and I'm curious what others think, for us in this value, the X value, to focus primarily, not necessarily exclusively, on GNSO and staff resources that are needed, that because those are the resources we have to prioritize use of.
Okay, Jamie has his hand up.
Yes, I completely agree with Chuck, and I think, and it's clear for me that when it comes to the X value, we are rating only based on the GNSO also resources and staff. I put the 4 there because I thought wrongly. I admit I'm inclined to put a 1 since Olga, based on the Olga just said. So, let's go.
All right, shall we go ahead and try another poll then? It looks like we're about ready. Let me go ahead and open it. Okay, we have 5 scores, and we have 3 ones and 2 twos. The median result would be a 1. Everybody okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I will close the poll, clear the results. Get out of the way. Okay, great. Very nicely done. And the next one up is travel. We started out with a 4-2-2-4-1-1. Again, Jamie, do you mind starting out with the 4?
Well, I would like to I don't know what kind of involvement would that need, but it seems to me that there will be a discussion and budget preparation and this kind of thing that I thought it would be time-consuming for the staff. Just was my reasoning. know if this is done regularly, during the fiscal year.
We had a very intense discussion about this during last year, especially when the new travel rules were issued, and we made a major achievement for the GNSO because all of the council members are founded now by ICANN, because our argument was that a GNSO implies a lot of work and effort, and this was the reason, and ICANN really heard our what we said, but that is almost done. What we have to do now is follow up. So the intense work was done months ago, and so I would say, I don't know what do others think, but I would say that it requires some attention, some effort, but not that high now. That may change in the future, but for the moment, it's like that.
And Ken, this is Chuck. The reason I rated this a 2 instead of a 1, I agree with Olga that it's lower resource consumption. I guess it's because there's, as illustrated in the last council meeting, there's still some controversy in terms of whether there should be travel funding for certain individuals or not. So I just bumped it up a little bit because of that ongoing controversy.
And I agree with Chuck also that it may be a little bit higher than 1. Yeah, you're right, Chuck.
Yes. Any other comments?
Yes, we're speaking. So, as also, you know, I would like to give him a 1 because it's not a basic work for the GNSO, not at all. But I fear it shall consume more time in the future. From my experience, I had already did that. So that was the reason why I gave him at less also a 2.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah. No, just something about that dog here. Can you put the central screen more to the right so we can see the whole picture of the acronyms of the. Yes. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Let's see. This would be, should we go ahead and try a poll now on TRAV travel?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. I will open the poll now. Okay, I can close the poll and broadcast the results. We have 4 twos and 1 1. Everybody okay with a 2?
Yes.
No.
Okay, great. And let me slide this back over. All right, we already had a Delphi result for PED of 4.5, and we had one for ABUS on the cost side. We didn't have one on the Y side. And before you
sure. Go on, this is just something you may want to put down as a note. When this exercise is done with the council or with small groups or whatever, whoever's leading it should not just refer to the acronyms that we've chosen, but the leader should refer to the, read them out. You know, like, for example, ABUS stands for the Abusive Registrations Working Group, PET stands for the Post-Expression Domain Name Recovery, you know, that kind of thing. So this is just a logistical thing for the future. Kind of instructions for whoever's controlling the Adobe Connect.
That's good advice, and I'm going to have to go and open up a document that's got those because I don't have them all memorized.
I don't care whether you do it. Don't worry about it today.
Okay.
I just happened to, and I all of us should do that as we think of things that will facilitate the process when we actually implement it at the council level. I think it's helpful for us to mention those so that, you know, the clearer everything can be when the process is ongoing, so whatever we learn or think of as we're going through this, I think we should capture it.
Ken, I have the news document that she prepared open here, and I can read for everybody each time if you want.
That'd be great. Thanks. We're on to JIG, and that's a good one because I don't remember that one off the top of my head. So,
okay. I'll read it. This group is charged with identifying IDM issues of common interest, both the CCTLD and the GTLD communities, and propose methodology to both councils to resolve them. Issues of common interest may include aspects of variant management for the root zone, submission and publication of IDN tables, and the updating of IDN guidelines related to both the CTLD and GTLD implementation processes.
May I make a suggestion? I wasn't sure if Chuck meant to read the definition, just to use the full name versus the letters. And so maybe we could do it this way.
It's a joint IDN group.
Just give us the title, and then if anybody wants that description read, then they can ask for it, right?
Well, another logistical thing we could recommend in the actual process at the council level would be to make sure everybody has a copy of the definitions that they can refer to themselves.
Yeah, true.
Doesn't have to be on the live screen, but as long as everybody has that handy, like Jamie does right now, it's very helpful.
Yeah, and I have them too, except that I've got to keep this one screen kind of open in order to control what's going on. If I start opening up other windows, I'll be in trouble. Okay, anyway, we're on this particular one, and I'll put the arrow there. And we started out with a 642533, and Stefan had the high score there, but he's not available. So how about, Wolf, would you give us a perspective on this one?
You're talking about the joint IDN. Sorry?
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes. My reason was okay to rate it relatively high is because I was rating the IDN at all as being of high priority, and it was also of the opinion that it will use, according to that, it will use relatively high capacity from the council or this working group. Okay, that's reason.
Great. Chuck, you had the low score. Want to give your perspective?
Sure. By the way, I totally agree on the priority, but we're not rating priority right now.
I was talking accordingly. So.
Yeah, I understand. Sometimes high priority things do require a lot of resources, so I understand that. But let me tell you why I was lower on this. First of all, it requires mostly fairly technical people to do this, okay, that understand the issues pretty well. There are two primary issues being dealt with, the issue of variance and how that's handled at the root, and the issues of the number of characters that are allowed for IDN TLDs. With regard to the number of characters, that one has been dealt with pretty effectively by a totally different group of people within IDN, a report that was published just in the last few weeks. And I think that group's recommendations are probably going to be fairly well adopted, and I've tested that idea with Edmund Chung, who is heading this. He's the co-chair with someone who will be selected from the CCNSO, and so I think a lot of good work has already happened on this. It needs to be completed, but I don't think there are a few people that are going to need to continue to focus on this and work together. It's not controversial type work, but they need to come up with some solutions, and part of those have already been proposed that are probably going to be amenable to the broader community. So that's why I was a little bit lower on this one.
Okay. Well, I was not aware of this the work done. The reason I put a high value on natural resources is I thought the staff would I thought it was a very technical matter, and it would require from staff this technical approach. I didn't know it was from outside the staff.
It's both staff and some technical people in the community. And the report that in the group that Tina Dam worked with, and I'm blank, maybe Liz, you can help me on that, the report that came out and that talked about some of the issues that this group is working with was just published, and they did a pretty nice job, I thought. So staff and some other technical people in the community have already come forward with some of the recommendations that deal with this group, with what this joint group is working on.
Any other comments? Should we try a poll? Let's see how we do here on this one. I'm going to open it now. This is JIG, Joint GNSO, CCNO, IDN Working Group. We have 3 ratings, 4, 1 more, 5. Okay. Close poll, broadcast results. We have 3 threes and 2 twos. Everybody okay with a 3?
Yes.
Fine.
Yeah.
Excellent. Incidentally, just a question here. During one of the emails, I don't know if I proposed it or just mentioned it, one of the things we'll need to consider if we go this route and we use this kind of a methodology with the council is, you'll notice in this case our range is equal to 1, meaning that a 3 minus a 2, the ratings are never more than 1 apart from each other. In my mind, that's actually a pretty interesting way to think about consensus or Delphi here. If we ended up having, let's say, a 1, a couple of 2s, and a couple of 3s, we would have a range of 2, right? We're spreading 2 levels. And maybe in that situation, we go one more round to try to get it down to 1. It's just a thought. Anybody have any comments about that?
Interesting idea. Yeah, I think it's worth considering as we move forward.
Okay. Anybody else?
I think sometimes in the first rating, in this matter that is somehow controversial, I think a second round, my experience is here doing with complexities, project complexities here, is that in the second round there is a closer to the center opinion. Converge.
Yes.
You really gain much, though, from doing that second round unless you have additional discussion.
That's right. I think you do. Yeah, it strikes me that if the range spans 2 digits, 2 numbers, then, you might have a second round, and the goal is to get it down to the point where everybody's either on the same number or they're next to each other. The range is only 1 apart. We've done pretty well so far. The next one I'll just point out is the Policy Development Process Working Group, but that one got a very nice Delphi score, it looks like. So why don't we go ahead and take care of the next one, which is the Working Group team as part of the PPSC Policy Process Steering Committee's work. And so we started the Working Group analysis with 5, 2, 3, 5, 4, 5. Again, there's a fair amount of commonality there, but we ended up with a range of 5 minus 2 or 3. So the idea is if we can get it down a little bit. Liz or Jamie, want to take a shot at the 5 assessment?
I think this one, and really some of the others too, I'm looking at staff resources. We have quite a bit of staff resource on this group because it's a high priority to the board that we complete this work, and we haven't had good working group participation. We haven't even had good working group chair participation. So the staff has really had to craft, take the lead essentially on crafting the guidelines for working groups and for chartering working groups. That's it, really. And so we have, you know, Ken and Marika and me and Dawson Glenn on almost all the calls.
Okay, thank you. Wolf, you had a 2 there. You want to give your perspective?
Yes, maybe I had a lack of information about, but you know, I was, I had the impression the working group team was relatively advanced at the time being. So, you know, if I exclude the resource consumption of the past, that was my impression. Okay, they were relatively advanced, so they would not need a lot of consumption for the future. That was my impression.
That's true. They are pretty far along, which is another thing that I'm looking more in the past in a sense of how much the staff in particular has done work on this to get it to the place it is. So thank you for that. That's true. And another reason why we should make clear in the X that we're talking about future work, you know, which I would probably rate lower. Where the resource requirements would be lower.
Chuck,
Go
ahead. Let me recognize Chuck. He had his hand up. Go ahead.
Sure. Liz actually answered the question that I had, and Wolf's statement was very similar to my thinking. Everything I'm hearing on this one is they're very far along. So based on that, I rated it a little lower. Now, once the recommendations of the working team move up to the council level, I'm sure there will be, you know, additional discussion and input. I don't see it being really hard because I think we've learned great lessons on the working group model over the last few years. So I don't think it'll be really controversial, but there will be some more work for all of us to do as we finalize it.
Okay, thanks, Chuck. And then Jamie had his hand up.
Yes, I would like an additional comment from Liz and probably from Chuck to compare the work to be done on the, and because I think the PDP and the working group teams are the ones that are dealing with the most important thing. So there will be much more discussion. And I thought both PDP and working group teams were at the same level of work done.
If I can respond to that a little bit, based on what I'm seeing from my position is that I based on the recent controversy we had with the PDP working group with regard to whether there should be a face-to-face meeting and so forth, I got the impression that there was a few more challenges on the PDP one than on the working group team. But Liz maybe can comment on that and see if she agrees, or maybe someone else, Wolf, maybe on those two can comment.
Wolf, do you want to comment first?
Yes. Well, from the PDP team, so it's really, and that was the reason why really talked about this face-to-face meeting, because we were really of the opinion that we were in a, let me say, in a kind of dead end, but so we need some breakthrough, really. So so my impression for when I looked to the working group teams that I was not a member of, but I was really impressed about their progress. So I think there is a big difference.
Yeah, I agree that there is a difference in progress. I think there are reasons for the difference in progress. So it's not a question totally of fault, because lack of participation has been a very serious problem in both. But in working groups, we've been using working groups for quite a while now. The group has been able to kind of memorialize as guidelines a lot of what we're doing now. So I think in a way they had an easier lift, and that, you know, staff has been able to kind of memorialize what we've been doing in ways that when the group does meet, they can respond to, tweak, or concur with. And what we're really trying to do with the PDP are some significant changes that are going to boil down to real bylaws changes. There are a lot of different steps to consider and details within those steps to consider, and because of the lack of participation and the fact that we really have to make decisions about how we're going to change, I mean, we all can recognize the places that need to be changed, but not necessarily are at the point on any of these calls where we can reach consensus about what the actual change ought to be or ought to say. It's much slower. You know, we're trying to build in a lot of flexibility where there isn't flexibility today, but actually defining the language for that is harder.
Can you move the screen over a little bit so that the full table shows, or is that just me?
Another way.
There we go.
Yeah, it's funny because it was all the way to the left on mine, but evidently it must slide on yours and not. I've got it on sync, so it's supposed to synchronize. Okay, sorry.
Thanks.
Yeah, anytime that happens, just let me know. Okay. Any other thoughts on the working group? Want to take a poll? All right, let's try it. Let me open it. Here it goes. One more. Here we go. Broadcast results. We have two threes, two fours, and a five. Now, just to ask the question again. So in this case, we have a range of two, and one question might be, should we have a little more discussion to see whether the five...
I'm the five, and I'll change my
Well, you know, and thinking about what you suggested there, Ken, the results really weren't too bad on this.
No, they weren't.
I think if we had a range of three, it would be more important to have a little more discussion and do another rating. I'm not sure two is a big enough range, because I look at the results. It's not bad. That's a pretty good result.
Yeah. And that was honestly, that was my question. Should we work for a range of two, or we make the decision that nope, as long as the range is two or one, we accept the median result. If the range is three, we have more discussion and go to round two. That I think that's where the discussion is leaning right now.
This kind of I think it wouldn't need another round of discussion. Very promptly, I think what happened with Liz here, very promptly would happen there. And if we stood with the two, with the average as a four, it wouldn't make a difference.
Okay, very good. Let me clear that and get this out of the way. Put this back. For some reason, as soon as I hit the poll, it always wants to scroll to the right. The next one, then, is the GNSO Council Operations Work Team, or GCOT, as we've been calling it. We started out with ratings of 5, 2, 3, 5, 3, 5, and we have a range of 3, 5 minus 2. And so, Wolf, would you mind talking about your number?
because I'm a member of this team. My rating was, you know, I was thinking, okay, we will not expect to have more people, more members in the future than we had in the past. So that's my expectation. So I would love if we had more, but I don't expect. So that's the one thing. So that means 3 to 4 people. Comparing to other groups like the PDP or the working team group, maybe that is a lower, let me say, a consumption of resources in that respect. On the other hand, I expect it's a continuing job for some time right now, but not. So if I compare to PDP and a working group team, so I would rate it to that level. So that's in comparison done to the other groups. So.
Okay, thank you. Liz, you have one of the high scores there. Do you want to give your comments?
Yeah, again, you know, I recognize that I'm coming very much from a staff resource perspective. And that's a theme that I see all the way through my ratings on the X-axis. And so here we have multiple staff people assigned. We're trying to redraft rules of procedure, which I think we're doing, you know, making a second set of changes now, and there may actually at some point be a third set of procedural changes. We're involving the legal staff as well as ICANN's legal staff as well as our policy staff and several people in the policy staff group. So I view this as a resource intensive from a staff perspective, possibly in the future too.
Okay. Chuck has his hand up.
Yeah, I guess when I put my hand up, the screen scrolls.
Oh.
So that's probably what happens. So this group is functioning very well. So my compliments to Wolf and Ray and the rest of the team on this one. I've been very impressed with how they function. That to me tells me that, you know, even though they may have a small group functioning, it's fine if we get more people at it, but it's not necessary to add a lot of resources. And I understand that staff has a lot to do on this, but it's working very well. Now they do have some tough issues to handle. So you know, they're dealing with this: how do you count abstentions and in terms of figuring out the voting thresholds and some things like that. So they've got some really important work that all of us will have to get involved in going forward. So that's why I'm a little bit higher than Wolf, and I wouldn't even be opposed to a 4 on this one, just because of the. I'm between a 3 and a 4 because it is really important, but it is functioning really well. And so it's not as if I don't think we have to pour a lot more resources into it, because they seem to be able to be progressing on a steady basis.
Any other comments on this one? Yes?
I would like to comment something. I think all these schemes that are working, they are very important. When it comes to the why, axis, I mean, and the value, I would rate all of them at the same level. When it comes to the X value, I think the kind of work they do is quite the same. It's a team of people that gets together and has meetings and conference calls and all that. But a group that has less participation, I think that what stays ahead in terms of discussion at the council level is more intensive than a group that has had all these discussions inside the team when it has more participation. So when I see what Wolf said that there was less participation.
even though they did a great job, I think there will be still a lot of discussion and, at the council level.
This is Ken. I just want to make an observation. One of the things that we put in the definition, I think I probably crafted this language, but lack of cohesion, for example, many competing interests, I have it highlighted down there in the definition. In other words, one of the issues I wonder about in terms of whether something is gobbling up a lot of resource, and remember, we used to call this access difficulty before we changed it to resource consumption. How challenging is it? How many different points of view are there? How hard is it going to be to reconcile competing interests and competing ideas? So, you know, if somebody says, you know, I think we have conflicts of interest in the council, and somebody else says, I don't think there are conflicts of interest, that there could be quite a bit of wrestling over whether that's true or false and what it means and how to resolve it and what to do about it. So I toss that out as maybe it's a question for the group, is the extent to which a team or a project has to wrestle with difficult subjects, does that also increase the resource consumption dimension of this exercise?
And this is Chuck, and I think it does. And in fact, I think that'll become real even more obvious, as Olga will attest on the next one.
Shall we?
Not so much difficult issues, but difficult people.
Well, that's an interesting point too, right? As to whether that plays a role in the.
We better be careful about communicating it that way.
Right.
Okay. How about we take a poll? Any other comments before? All right. Let's go ahead and do it. I'll open it up. This is the GNSO Council Operations Team. All right. Good. I'll broadcast the results. We have 4 4s and a 3. Excellent job. That puts a 4 on that one.
Okay.
And I will clear that and remove it from the list here. Next one up is the Constituency and Stakeholder Work Team as part of the Operations Steering Committee. I believe I got that right.
Yeah.
And let's see, we started off with a 5, a 3, a 4, a 5, a 5, and a 7. Once again, except for the 7, we have... a pretty good range there. Liz, you want to take a first stab at it?
Yes, again, it's very much a staff-driven vision of resource to address the differing views and there are multiple groups to sub-teams within this, or sub-tasks within this group, so managing the outcomes in the wiki and the work has been a little higher than the other teams and may continue to be till it's done, but that's, you know, very much a staff-centric view.
Okay.
This is Olga. If I would rate it from my own time-consuming, I would say 10 or 11. I can't put the number. I hope this, my 5, it's an average of time-consuming for staff and for the group. We have a lot of discussions among ourselves, and it has been difficult to find consensus. We are still trying to find consensus in some documents that we're preparing. So it would be higher than 5 from my perspective, but I try to be not so biased by my own experience.
Chuck had his hand. Thank you, Olga. Chuck had his hand up.
Yeah, and this one really is, and Olga's had quite a challenge, just to let people know on this particular one, because there are some strong differences of opinion on some constituency and stakeholder group recommendations, and I think it's going to be challenging to reach consensus within the work team. Or there's going to be a lot of minority opinions. There will be several strong minority opinions, just like we had in the one task that we've already completed, the toolkit of services. And so I think it's going to take more resources. I think it'll get easier when we get to the council level than it actually is at the work team level, because I think at the council level,
agreement on some of these points than what we've had on the working team level, and consequently, I'm seeing myself bumping my rating up one just because of that.
Wolf, do you have anything to add? You had the lowest rating there.
Well, it's again, you know, it's you have to look at these ratings in the context of all ratings for all improvement work, you know, for the other groups. So if I compare that, that was my opinion. Okay, there is a difference. It's slightly more work to be done compared to the council operations team. That was my impression, and compared to the other three working group team. So that's why I rate it in that way.
Okay. Any other comments, or we can go ahead and try a poll? Mm-hmm. All right, let's try a poll. I'm going to open it now. One more.
Are you still waiting for one? Because mine...
Yeah.
When I clicked it, it looked like the vote was submitted, but then it didn't stay. So let me do it again.
There we go. Okay. There we go. Super. All right. So we have 3 5s, 1 4, and 1 6. A range is 2, and if we accept that, the answer would be a 5. Okay.
Okay.
5 it is. All right. And the next one is the communications and coordinations work team, also part of the operations steering committee. Started out with ratings of 5, 3, 2, 6, 3, 4. And so our range is 4 here, 6 to a 2. Chuck, you want to start with the with your sense of the...
Sure. This group here is just... It's basically done. They've just got to submit it to the OSC with the recommendations on the website, which was a really big one and a really important one for us. So I expect in the next few weeks that will go through the OSC very quickly and up to the council level, and I don't think there's going to be any controversy. The recommendations on the website are great, okay, and desperately needed. So... what we've done, though, at the OSC is we've sent it back to them on the other recommendations because they need more work. They spent so much time on the website, which was very well spent, that they need to cover some things, and the OSC has made some recommendations in that regard. So I don't see that as real complicated or controversial work, just more time, and so that's why I don't think the resources needed for this going forward are going to be terribly challenging. It's just going to take some time.
Okay. Anybody else want to comment?
Yes.
Jenny?
If I may. I don't know. Please correct me. For the website, this won't have consumed staff resources?
You know, Jamie, it's a very good question. It will take a lot of resources to implement the recommendations, but this may be another point of clarification in our definition, and that is I don't think we're, well, let's we need to talk about that. Are we rating the resource consumption with regard to implementation or with the policy development work coming up with the implementation recommendations? That's a real critical question, because it will take a lot of resources to implement the website recommendation.
Yes, in this particular group, I thought, I don't know if I did the thing right, I understood that implementation was part of the work of the group at least would oversee the implementation, but also it would have staff resources just to the overseeing of the implementation process.
Well, Chuck again, and I don't think the charters of the work work teams are to actually be involved in the implementation process, the charters in each case of the five work teams for GNSO improvement are to develop recommendations for implementation, and then it'll be up to staff to implement those, you know, as budget and resources are available. Now, that does not mean that staff couldn't use the work team as they're going through the implementation process, but I don't think that's specifically envisioned in the charters.
Well, but still, when we are talking about this group, we are talking about the use of staff resources and this work and the implementation process would require, would consume staff resources. That's my confusion, and I think we would need to clarify this.
This is Ken. I wonder if I might just pop in here a quick comment. Would it make a difference if we closed down the CCT work team? Right. We said, okay, thank you very much, team. You've done what we asked you to do. You've developed a set of recommendations. Now staff's going to go off and implement it. Your work is now done. That project is closed. If that were the case, would that influence the way that you rated it? And that comment I just made might help to draw a distinction between what is a policy recommendation and what is clearly an implementation, and whether or not this resource consumption analysis or evaluation should have anything to do really with downstream implementation.
And I personally don't think that it does. Certainly the charters don't say that. They view it more the way you're talking about, I think, Ken. But it's very important, and Jamie's raising an issue that we need to make clear in our instructions and our definitions, because this is a great example of there are going to be a lot of resources needed to improve the website. And in actuality, staff is already working on that. But I think we're going to have to make clear to those participating in this process of that distinction. So Jamie's question is a great one.
All right, so Liz had her hand up first. Liz?
My thought would be basically what you said, Ken, about kind of closing the work. Like when a report is turned over to the, or approved by the council, that is the output of this group, and if all the reports are complete, then it seems like we should close the group and move on and distinguish implementation work. I don't think, for the purpose of GNSO improvements, I don't think we want to refer to it as policy work, because that's really not what the GNSO improvements five teams are. They are improvements work that relates to enhancing the policy process broadly defined. So I don't think we want to use that as the yardstick, but I do think it makes sense to think in terms of completed projects that were chartered for those teams to do, and I think probably the gating factor needs to be council approval, because if it weren't, they could send more work back to the team to do on that particular measure, like what happened with the CCT. So that'd be my suggestion, not gating it as far as policy and versus implementation, but gating it as far as, at least for those five teams, completion of the tasks defined in the charter.
Okay, thank you. Jamie, your hand is up.
Yes, because I think we are missing one project. I understand so that the CCT project ends with and closes with the report, the book report, recommendations. But then we will have to have another project that deals with the implementation, and I think that this is so important that we should be rating this project from now. The project that deals with the implementation of the communication policies. So that's one opportunity.
and another one is that I think that these groups or these teams, I understand that there is a different project. The implementation project is a different one. But I think that these teams that work on the policy, the development process, they should oversee the work of the implementation team, of the implementation team that is responsible for implementation.
Okay, thank you, Chuck.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say that's true of every one of these projects. Every one of these projects is going to have an implementation phase. And so if we go down that path, I think it may overcomplicate our task here.
Yes, and no one of these groups is already, no one of these implementation projects or implementation efforts is already taking place, because if it's taking place, it is consuming staff resources and maybe even council resources.
This is Ken. I just asked another clarifying question. If it turned out that for this particular effort, the communications and the website project, if staff took funded dollars and went and hired and outsourced it completely to an outside firm, would that have any bearing on the sense of the rating?
Well, it's still resources.
I didn't understand.
Whether it's outsourced or not.
I was just trying to see if there's a clarification there as to whether or not, whether it's the resources that we have that are in limited supply, which is the existing staff and the community, that is really the fundamental issue. Is it actually money? I mean, one of the things we thought we tried to stay away from when we looked at the X definition was real cost, hard dollar real costs. In fact, I think that was one of Olga's contributions to that definition, right? We eventually softened it up and added economic factors based on Stefan's comments. But that's the reason I drew that attention to that. If the money goes somewhere else and we're not using our existing resources, then does that change the evaluation?
Anyway, I think we should clarify the definition of this particular project of any of all of the teams that they are dealing only with the policy development, and they will close. And then we will have to have other implementation projects. But this is a clarification that must be made from the start.
Yeah, totally agree with that statement by Jamie. This is Chuck again, and I think that becomes a budget, more of a budget issue, at least in some respect. Than a GNSO issue, although we have input into the budget too.
I'm just curious how we might move forward. I think we've got three more to do in about 15 minutes, so should we try a poll on this one, or do we need to spend more time clarifying?
Just accept Jamie's recommendation that our definition of what we're rating here needs to be clarified in this regard.
Okay. But until we've clarified it, I'm not sure how we'll get it. Well, let's try a poll. All right, let's see. I'm going to open it up now. I have three ratings, four, five, okay. Okay, we have one, two threes, and two fours. If we follow our approach, we would take that as a three. Okay?
Okay. 3.5.
Okay. Clear that out. And the next one is the IRTB. I did open up that document. This would be...
Inter-Registrar Transfers, Part B.
Okay, thank you. Chuck, you want to start?
Sure. The reason I rated that one as a 2 is because the working group, for the most part, has stayed intact for inter-registrar transfer policy from the very first one we did to Part A to Part B. And so far, the participants have been relatively willing to continue working through the all of them, including hopefully right up to PDP-E, I think is the last one. And it's very specialized. It really needs lots of registrar input and lots of and some registry input, because registries are the dispute resolution providers for transfers and so forth. It's important that we have the continuity of the group, but that seems to be there. So I don't see it as a real big drain on resources, as long as we have the right ones there.
Liz, any thoughts on yours?
I do have a bit of a staff bent here, so we've got some compliance resources working on this work team, as well as policy resources and some contentious issues that are adding to the complexity of resolution speed of progress. So that was my thinking.
Any other comments? Want to try a poll?
Yeah.
Okay. Interest of time, it's open. One more. Okay. Broadcast the results. We have 2 threes, 2 fours, and a 5.
I needed Stefan to be on the call.
All right. Should we accept the 4? Hearing no objection. All right. I'll clear that and on to the next one, which is
the RAA, and there's 2 subgroups, one working on the registrant rights charter, and the other working on, which will also identify potential amendments, and then a group solely working on amendments, and this is a joint ALAC GNSO project, or working group.
Okay, started out with ratings of 6, 5, 3, 6, 4, 7. Let's see, Liz, you want to start out with the high there?
Well, one is the staff perspective. We've got ALAC resources and quite a few GNSO staff resources tied up in these 2 efforts, and a lot of staff work to do already what we've done on the registrant rights work, but also what's going to come from that with and the legal staff as well. A lot of staff resource on this. And then some of the complexity and controversy, which I think will be extremely acute when we get into the details of the work.
Yeah, I've got to jump off right now, but I seriously underrated. I will participate in the poll, but I've got to take this call. Okay.
Hopefully, that's his advice about inoculation, so that we can all benefit from that.
All right. Fair enough. Anybody else want to comment? Because I think Chuck can actually do the poll, even though he's not listening at the moment.
Yeah, I would like to add something. I think this is very important, and I think it's time-consuming because of the legal aspect involved. And there are many controversies, and I don't. And I see also that on some things that are not already counted in the RAA, and I've raised an issue about some requirements, technical requirements from the registrar. To present, and this should be added to the RAA, and I didn't see any of this discussion that I think it's very important and it's very difficult,
have taken place yet. So I see a very, very much work and very much many discussions I have. I would love if this could come to an end very, very, very rapidly, but I'm not sure that this will happen.
Olga, do you have anything you want to add here?
No, not that much. I have not participated in this working team, but I've been following, and I think I put an average because I think it requires some effort from staff at some time, but not. I cannot say if it's too much, but I see the movement in the list, so this is why I put a 3.
Okay, let's go ahead and try a poll. I'm going to open it right now. One more? It might be Chuck. Yes, if he looks up at if he looks up at his screen. We still have quite a bit of variance here. I'll broadcast what we have so far. We have a 4, a 5, a 6, and a 7. So we still have some, this might be a good opportunity to try another round of discussion and see if we can bring it a little closer.
So, I suggest the 4 and the 7 to accuse themselves.
I'm a 7, I'm really focused again on, in particular, the staff resourcing and the controversial aspect. And some of the complexity of doing things jointly with two different supporting organizations that have different perspectives, different processes for working.
Well,
the 4?
This is Olga. I'm a 4, but maybe it's because of my ignorance and could be a 5.
And of course, I'm willing to be a 6.
All right. So let's. I cleared the results. Let's try this poll again. Opened. And again, Chuck might not have his eyes on his screen at the moment. He might not be seeing it. So I've got 4 answers here. So I'll broadcast these. We have 2 fives and 2 sixes.
So we all listen to Jamie.
Unfortunately, without that fifth number, we don't have a clear. The median in this case would be 5.5, actually.
Well, maybe we can talk briefly. Given the time that's left, maybe we could talk briefly about the next one that's on the list. And then when Chuck gets back, we can.
All right, I'm gonna post the 5.5, and then we'll see if Chuck says he's gonna be a 6, then we would move it up another half. How's that?
Okay.
Okay, good. All right, I'll clear that and close the poll. And last one is the.
This is the internationalized registration data working group. This is a technical working group, joint working group between the FSAC and the GNSO that was requested by the board to look at internationalized registration data, meaning non-ASCII contact information in who is, and to look at technical possibilities for creating a standard for the display of registration data.
Okay, this is an interesting one. We started out with a 2, 4 threes, and a 6. And so the reason that I just didn't get a Delphi is because of the range of a 6 minus a 2, which is 4, but we actually had a very clear mode. There were 4 people who gave it a 3. So I guess we should have some discussion. Stefan isn't here, so he can't talk about the 2. Do you want to start us with, Liz, as to why, staff perspective, maybe?
I am like a broken record, I'm sorry. But also, this is a joint working group. The FSAC typically doesn't work in a working group mode. This is kind of a new thing for them. And, we're going to end up, I think staff in particular is going to end up writing a report, but I think there's some real questions about how they proceed, whether they actually try to develop a technical standard, what the role, or whether they define whether that should be done and by whom. Should it be actually the IETF or some other forum, or should it really be this technical working group that proposes something, and what would be the recommendations that come out of that? So it has some significant technical resource tied up in it, as well as policy resource.
Do any of the threes want to comment?
I would like to comment another thing.
Okay.
I think even though the ones that you had a previous Delphi, I think we should discuss them, because I think after this discussion, the ratings, my ratings are lowered. Were lower, so I think I could lower my ratings also in the ones that IDNF and PED and ABUSE and PDP, you know.
Okay, so I think what I hear you saying is you would actually like to go back to the ones that were previously, where there was already consensus. I'm back on, by the way.
I just jumped back on.
Okay, we're on IRD. We'll come back to IRAA to find out what your vote would have been there. I'll summarize what happened. Jamie just raised another question as to whether or not we should go back to the ones that had Delphi on the basis that there's been some discussion that may have changed some concepts around what the resource consumption would have been, or, you know, that I would just submit to you, we don't have time today to do it. And the other question I would ask is, does it do anything to our process? In other words, would we learn anything more about the process by doing it? We might improve or change the ratings, but the question is, would we learn anything about our process in terms of our recommendations to the council?
I just think that, if we don't do it in the whole group, I think we should do that in the process, to advance that to the process.
Yes, okay. Fair enough. So let's do a quick poll on the IRD since we're running out of time, and I know folks probably want to go. So I'm going to open up the poll for RAA. IRD. This is the last one, SAC IRD. And I need one more. Got it. Okay. We have two threes, two fours, a five. That makes it a four average. And let me is that okay with everybody? Good. Let me review what happened on the former one, the RAA, Chuck. We ended up with two fives and two sixes. And we didn't actually have your vote at that point. And so as a result, we picked five and a half. But if you'll tell us your vote, five or six or seven or four, whatever it is, that will change what we have as the median result. Is that clear? Hello?
Sure. Oh, I'm sorry, I had muted myself and I forgot. It would have been a five.
Okay, then that would make that would drop it a half.
And I'm okay with five and a half, too. Like I said, I severely underrated that one.
Also, I would like to add that Chuck, this was one first experience of re-rating. And after a first round where we had four different scores, we had a second opinion, and then it came to 2 5 and 2 4.
Okay, good.
2 6.
2 6 is right.
So that had a range of three or higher, huh?
We finally did, right? We had right
okay,
four,
good.
Four to seven, right? So we
that's
went,
good.
Went,
that's a good guess.
Exactly, I think so too. Okay, great. I think we're just about out of time. We have accomplished a mission, everyone. we have completed all the X's and all the Y's. Now, the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to generate a new chart, which is going to be the Delphi chart. Let's see if I can...
of these it is. Okay, so it will look something like this, right? This will be it'll be the Delphi scores. Now that I have the rest of the X's, I'll plot those, and then I'll move these around to where the points are, and I'll send that out in the email so everyone will be able to see what our Delphi chart was and how it compared to the other two charts that we already did on means and medians. And with that, I think, I'm not sure how we're going to resolve the question of the X definitions, but, you know, what I'll do is try to summarize the issues in the email, and then we can hammer away at them on the list, if that's okay. So let me turn it over to Olga.
Thank you very much, Ken. Which would be our next steps? Should we work in small groups? How are we going to handle this? Should we go to this new step of doing it in small groups?
I think we need to try to test that.
Yeah, I do agree with that. The only concern I have is that we are very few. I don't know how many groups can we build.
One of the things I might suggest that we do is at the next meeting, if we're going to have it in the first week of January, is to actually do some analysis, evaluation, pros and cons of what we've done. The outcome of that could be, let's do another test. In other words, we've confirmed after our discussion and analysis that we do want to test in small groups and then decide whether it's twos or threes or whatever and how many we have to do to make it work. That's just another way to go about it.
So the purpose of the next call would be to review our work and our methodology.
That would be my suggestion. That's at least an approach. And out of that meeting could come, we want to do X and we want to do Y. I don't want to use those. We want to do A, B, and C as additional things, and then we'll have, you know, another round of those, and then we'll do a final analysis and recommendation, and we're done.
Any other comments?
Just that I think we might be able to, on the list, resolve the issue of refining the definitions to deal with the things we talked about today.
Okay.
Someone else wanted to talk?
Jamie's got his hand up.
Yes.
Go ahead, Jamie.
I think one thing we have ahead and we could do this in a meeting with all of with a group of five or seven people, to put because we will end up with one set of priorities. I mean, even though we are spread in two dimensions, now we will have to have one-dimensional prioritization. I think all this work is to give an idea of research conception, but now what we should try, I think, is to do this in small groups, because this is a final step we didn't do this final step, and we have to do it, and we could do this in small groups and then a final whole group, or we could try to go directly to our whole group is a small group. I don't know if I was clear.
Well, haven't we just finished doing it as a total group?
Yes.
No, that would be next call.
I believe we have finished that.
We did finish it as a group, individually ratings. The idea was to, if we go to small groups. I like the small groups idea because I think it will be the way that Chinaso Council will work with this. I see more small groups ratings than individual, but maybe I'm wrong.
By the way, Olga, in that regard, because of how small our group is, what we just did could serve as a kind of a bigger small group type approach, but I still agree with you that it would be helpful to try maybe even smaller to see if that even works.
Now, this is Ken, so maybe I can try then in the to fashion up some ideas and shoot them out on the list. For example, I have conducted this whole thing for our total group using Adobe Connect, but and I see Jamie says he was dropped.
decide you want to do it in groups of two? Do you want to do it in groups of three? Obviously, we just did one with five, right? We've done two of them with five. Or do we want to do four? Is there a significant difference between five and four, or should we think of two or three? And then the question is, like, what criteria do you put on those small groups? One experienced person, one inexperienced, and when I say experienced, I'm talking about sort of knowledgeable with some history and background in the GNSO, or are those kinds of criteria? Should they be from different constituency groups or stakeholder groups, that sort of thing?
Okay, Ken, so you're summarizing and proposing this to the list? And
what I can do is I can throw some ideas out and see if, because between, if we're going to do the small groups, I guess we would try to do them next week, the first week in January?
I'm okay.
In other words, instead of having a group session and an evaluation meeting, we would just go on and do individual small group ratings, just like we've been doing them. But then the question is, do you want me to facilitate those, or do you want to just do them privately by having little telephone calls amongst yourselves, or that kind of thing?
You know, the more I think about it, the more I'm wondering about how well it will work on the small groups because of what we've already done.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm thinking about that.
It's going to be very hard to get a fresh test because of what we've done. I kind of like your idea that we use our next call to kind of analyze and look at where we're at and talk about, one of the things we could do is talk about the council doing this thing as a whole or in groups about the size of what we just did. Maybe breaking the council up into three groups or four groups or something like that. And then if we did that, how would you combine the results? So I'm wondering whether we can do an honest test of the small groups because of what we've just done.
Yes, I agree. How long would the next call be? It's a 1 hour and a half, it's 2 hours, it's 1 hour call.
I think we could use a full 90 minutes, but I think the common practice is to set up conference calls for 1 hour.
Okay.
Unless there's a very strong reason to do it for longer, which we had in this case, right? And by the way, it worked out exactly the way we thought it would. It took an hour and a half, and we got 11 of them done. So.
Yeah, and Chuck, it's next week okay for you?
Well, it's possible I won't be able to make the call, okay? I'll do my best.
So let's do the call to wrap up what we have done now and exchange some ideas and how to move forward for 1 hour next week and see what happens.
Okay. I'll try to summarize and set that up, and thank you all. Very good.
When do you want the call next week?
The idea would be next week and see perhaps we can prepare a doodle and see if people that was not in the call today may say they want some.
I don't know that we want Adrian on the call. Want him to be a red team leader.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Ken. May I suggest either the 5th, 6th, or 7th for Doodle?
Let's take off the 7th because it's a council call and there's already another call on that day, Ken.
Okay, thank you. All right, how about just 5 and 6 then?
Okay, 5 and 6.
All right, so we'll see, and we'll see if we can find a time that would enable Chuck to participate, but, that'll just depend on his schedule.
Yeah, but go ahead, even if I can't. Everybody's doing a great job contributing here. You don't have to have me on there to make progress.
Okay, great, everybody.
Jamie, you want to say something?
Yes, but... Just that I was dropped off and I don't know. We will have, I think we should try two small groups, two groups in this rating, in this final rating, because we need to test. Although I think this would delay a little bit our work, I think we should try this to see how it works when it comes, these two groups, when they come together.
together, how things would work. I think we should try that.
And I think that this next call of the next week won't be to work. I mean, we won't prioritize. We will just discuss what to do. Yeah, am I right?
Yeah, I believe, this is Ken. I believe that's the recommendation. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. Sorry.
Okay. Happy New Year to all.
Same to you.
Thank
everybody.
You.